I'm Alan Lytle, WUKY News. It's time for another edition of Saving Stories with Dr. Doug Boyd from the Louis B. Nunn Center for Oral History in the UK Libraries. It's a segment where we feature audio from the collection. Doug, welcome.
It's good to be here.
We found out over the weekend the sad news of the death of Kentucky civil rights icon Georgia Davis Powers, who was very instrumental in the passage of the Kentucky Civil Rights Act, which just ironically celebrated its 50th anniversary.
Senator Georgia Davis Powers was the first woman, an African-American, elected to Kentucky's state Senate. She served there from 1968 to 1989 and was a major force to be reckoned with. She was also instrumental in organizing the 1964 March on Frankfort that brought in Martin Luther King and Jackie Robinson, but really a major influence and, as you said, was an icon.
And she died at her brother's home in Louisville at the age of 92.
Senator Powers has been interviewed many times, but the University of Kentucky, the Louis B. Nunn Center for Oral History, was lucky enough to have done the full life history with her. And in 2010, we also had her papers donated. So we're so lucky here at the University of Kentucky and the Special Collections Research Center, the Nunn Center, to really play a large part in preserving the legacy of Senator Georgia Davis Powers.
Because I want to go back to the March on Frankfort. That was the year that I first met Dr. Martin Luther King and also Jackie Robinson, because they were the principal speakers for the march. We were successful in passing the public accommodations in Frankfort in 66. But I had worked in the House of Representatives in the bill room, placing bills in the legislators' books in the House of Representatives. And my representative had got me that little job because I wanted to be up there lobbying for the public accommodations bill. So he got me this little job up there so I'd have some money for commuting back and forth to Frankfort. And those legislators were just so snobbish when I asked them to vote for the bill. And they just really looked down their nose at me, and I didn't like it. I thought, well, okay, so what I need to do is get my own seat here. Never thought about sex, race, nothing. I just need a seat up here because if I get a seat up here, I'm going to know how to vote, and I'm going to vote right.
And, of course, at that time, 1964, there were a lot of demonstrations going on across the country on behalf of civil rights.
And the March in Frankfort was really a remarkable event to bring in Martin Luther King and Jackie Robinson to really energize the base, to stress the importance of the civil rights movement here in Kentucky. It was really, I think, the first major movement here in Kentucky.
And a key aspect of the civil rights movement was public accommodations.
That's right. And Senator Georgia Davis Powers played a very important role in just that.
Because when I first went to Frankfort, we stayed in a private home. Because when I went to the hotel, they didn't have any rooms for me. See? Well, because I was black, you know, yeah. This was in 1968.
Is that right?
Yeah. Yeah, I'd stay in a private home. Yeah, when I first went there, I couldn't get a room at a hotel. State senator couldn't get a room at a hotel.
Senator Powers grew up having eight brothers. She was not easily intimidated. She was a remarkable woman.
And coming up later on this afternoon in part two of our tribute to Georgia Davis Powers, we're going to go back to the Civil Rights March on Frankfort, 1964. We're also going to hear from Kentucky Governor Ned Breathitt, who signed into law Kentucky Civil Rights Act back in 1966, and we just celebrated the 50th anniversary of that. Doug Boyd from the Louis B. Nunn Center for Oral History has been our guest again on Saving Stories, and thanks again.
Thanks for having me.